college rock. But not everyone could agree on that phrase. Yes, a label was needed because collectively these bands were now selling millions of records and concert tickets every year. Yes, they all sounded quite different and came from different scenes. But they were all held together by the fact that the mainstream as a whole wasn't interested in what they were doing. They were bands of dingy clubs, not big arenas and stadiums. Distinct and separate from what the majority of rock fans were into. It was an outgrowth and an extension of both punk and new wave, yet it was different. The word that fans and critics gravitated to was alternative. Why? Well, the etymology of the phrase alternative music is murky, but let's try. Some say it originally described certain forms of FM radio in the 1970s, the kind of stations that would play slightly different music than all the rest. So instead of just playing Styx and Journey in Boston and what was called corporate rock, they added the occasional punk or new wave track. Thus, they were an alternative to everyone else. It's possible. Another theory involves independent record labels. When you couldn't get a deal with a major record label because your sound was too weird or too radical, your only alternative was to try a small independent company like SST or Epitaph or Berserkly or Rounder or IRS or Alternative Tentacles or one of dozens of others. So therefore, bands who recorded for these alternative labels made alternative rock. And yes, this music was an alternative to the mainstream. Campus stations specialized in this stuff. They played lots of music from alternative labels. And as campus stations grew in number and influence, and as they became networked together by magazines and publications and conventions, like we said, they began to refer to this music as alternative. And finally, as some of these bands got bigger and began to cross over into mainstream consciousness, I guess REM was the first and the biggest, the word alternative became more widely used as this umbrella term for rock music that was different, that did not descend from the Beatles and the Stones and Led Zeppelin, but from Bowie and Iggy Pop and the Velvet Underground and the Ramones. It was the birth of what we call in the 90s the alternative nation. Now that was North America. Things were similar, but different in Britain. A look ahead to Chapter 9 is next.
The ongoing history of alternative rock. We're all doing some learning.
107.3, The Edge.
The tour is not a bike race. The goal is not to finish first or raise a trophy. The true reward is in the shared journey. It's in bringing individuals together as a united community. An unstoppable force driven to change the future of cancer care. It's in seeing how your support helps Albertans create more moments. Join the Enbridge Tour Alberta for Cancer and pedal for more hope. Register today at morehope.ca/tour.
When was the last time someone asked you a really good question? Not,
what's up?
But a question that made you think, like,
what's got you feeling stuck?
At ATB, we know the best answers come from asking thoughtful questions, getting to know you until together we answer the question no search engine or influencer can. What's the right thing to do for you? That's how ATB powers possibility.
Hey, buddy, got lunch plans?
I usually...
Nope. Today you go Mojo Mode at Subway.
Mojo Mode?
Eat bold with Subway's new Mojo Sauce on a 6-inch turkey or ham sub for just $4.99.
Okay, but I usually...
Forget that. Mojo is smoky, spicy. $4.99. Today's lunch is not the usual.
Hey, I'm already feeling Mojo!
Only at Subway.
At participating stores. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires April 13th, 2025.
Do you have leaky and drafty windows and doors? Head to WindowMart. They're the experts that you can trust to keep your home warm and cozy. Visit one of four showrooms across the province. Book your free consultation and estimate today at windowmart.ca.
Right Restyling.
Right Restyling.
Right Restyling. Have you heard? Right Restyling is the talk of the town.
They've been serving Calgary for over 20 years.
From premium car audio installation to catskin leather interiors and everything in between.
Right Restyling will take your car to the next level.
With quality products, amazing customer service, and they back everything they sell.
It's no wonder they're trusted amongst dealerships across southern Alberta.
Don't make them your first call. Make them your only call. Visit RightRestyling.com.
Until March 26th, save up to 60% at the Mark's This Is Big event. Save big on your favorite brands with a wide selection of jeans, hoodies, jackets, hiking shoes, and more. This Is Big event. On now at Mark's and Mark's.com.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
For Chapter 9 of The Complete History of Alt Rock, we're going to look at Britain in the 1980s. Like North America, there was a massive upswing in interest in music that was made outside the major label system, and some stunning music was being made. And goading it on, building it up, and tearing it down was the music media, a uniquely British thing. The birth of modern British indie culture. Next time. If you want more like this, there are hundreds of ongoing History of New Music podcasts available for free. All the platforms have them. Make sure you follow and like the feed so you never miss an episode. Plus, if you can rate and review, that would be great. We can meet up on all the social media channels. There's my website, ajournalofmusicalthings.com. It's updated every day. Plus, there's the free daily newsletter that goes with it. And I have another podcast. It looks at the intersection of music and true crime. Look for Uncharted, Crime and Mayhem in the Music Industry, wherever you get your podcasts. And I welcome any emails, too. Drop me a line at alan@alancross.ca. Technical productions by Rob Johnston. We'll talk to you next time. I'm Alan Cross.
The ongoing history of alternative rock.
Sundays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on 107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
This is 107.3 The Edge. Calgary's iconic alternative.
I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what?
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
Yeah. pulled this one out of our trough of cool tunes.
More nonstop music.
Thanks, cool guy.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
Explain what the heck iconic alternative is. Okay, sure. It's fun alternative songs from bands you know and love. Or at least like the Chili Peppers, Blondie, Pearl Jam, Tears for Fears, Coldplay, and some surprises.
Only the good stuff.
Exactly, cool guy. We try and have some fun.
But never offensive.
Well, we hope you like it. Heck, we hope you love it.
This is 107.3 The Edge. Calgary's iconic alternative.
So fake, and everybody's in.
these iconic alternatives.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all.
Another Canadian artist.
Not because we have to. Because we want to. Also, we have to.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Well, it's all that you are. You're just one shining star.
the world's going crazy.
Crazy.
Why don't you listen to some music?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
In the 80s and 90s, these were our songs. Then everyone discovered them and pretended that they were always fans. Right. Well, we're taking our music back. We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Something terrible has been happening to all the people I've slept with.
New on W Network.
It's me. I'm killing people.
Breakups.
They died in the order you slept with them.
To die for.
Your life is in danger.
What?
What?
Jesus.
I will solve this.
Starring Academy Award nominee Stephanie Hsu.
Dating is already impossible, and now people are dying. It's like, can you?
I cannot.
Laid. New series premieres Monday, March 24th. Only on W. Stream on Stack TV.
For over 40 years, Sentinel Storage has been supporting our communities from coast to coast, protecting what's important to us. As Canada's leading storage provider, we ask you to buy Canadian, store Canadian, and support local. Sentinel Storage. Buy Canadian, store Canadian.
Canadian Music Hall of Fame inductees Chilliwack are set to rock the Bella Concert Hall March 21st and 22nd. This might be your last chance to catch those sweet melodies and classic harmonies live as they bring their Gone, Gone, Gone Farewell to Friends tour to Calgary. Get your tickets now at tickets.mru.ca/Chilliwack. Chilliwack, March 21st and 22nd at Bella Concert Hall at MRU.
There's no limit to how far criminals will go to cover their tracks. But investigators will go even further to uncover the truth. I'm Nancy Hicks, a senior crime reporter for Global News. This season on Crime Beat, I'll take you from the crime scene to the courtroom and inside some of Canada's most high-profile cases and some you've likely never heard of before. Search for and listen to Crime Beat on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Guys, shh, she's coming.
Surprise! Celebratory bubbles. Paired perfectly with DrinkSense. Keep alcohol enjoyable with moderation at drinksensetips.ca.
Your paycheck is about to get bigger. With Budget 2025, the lowest taxes in the country are getting even lower. Alberta's government is introducing an income tax cut. This will save hardworking Albertans up to $750 per person and $1,500 per family every year. Lower taxes mean more money in your pocket. For the full details, visit alberta.ca/budget. A message from the Government of Alberta.
Dear Kids Up Front, thank you for the chance to see my first lacrosse game. It was really fun because I've never been to a lacrosse game before. It was very fun and a memory I will never forget.
Kids Up Front received thank you letters like this from the kids who attended their first event. Help make more firsts happen for a deserving child by donating your tickets, money, or time today. Visit kidsupfrontcalgary.com.
More than a ticket.
Want to be the MVP of your family? Take them to a Calgary Stampeders game. Tickets in the Family Fun Zone are just $15 per person per game.
There are mini footballs to catch, mascots, horses racing down the field, and the best food ever.
It's a day full of excitement. Pre-game in the Gridiron Gardens with mascots and the Outriders. Then enjoy an unforgettable day at McMahon Stadium.
Oh yeah, and there's a football game too.
Buy your fully exchangeable season tickets now at stampeders.com/tickets. Together, we ride.
Let's go!
Cheese! So much flavor.
Cheers! Cheers!
It's time to get warmed up!
This is going to be one hell of a competition.
What'd you guys make?
The winning meal.
Wow.
There's a party happening in my mouth.
I'm here and I'm hungry.
I love to cook.
Ooh, I was called a chef. I must be doing something right.
This spring, only on Flavor Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Think Turkey, official launch partner of Flavor Network.
Here are some shows you may or may not want to see.
Full list at 1073edge.com.
Jukebox Heaven Legends Live Forever on stage at Jubilations March 29th to May 31st. Bush Loaded, the Greatest Hits Tour at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino April 25th. And Creed Summer of 99 Tour hits the Saddle Dome August 20th. I'm Sarah Crosby. Get a load of this. My favorite season is fall, but I love spring rolls.
Here you go, some delicious and tasty music from the buffet. Don't worry, there's a sneeze guard.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Never tell all the
Listen up, smart speaker.
Play 107.3 The Edge.
Please.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Here is the official definition.
It's like a $9.99 casino buffet. Something for everybody.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Sure.
Alternative.